This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
Here's one of the things that's going to be happening in the next couple of weeks and months. A series of stories about how the UK leaving the European Union might be felt across global trade. Here's our entry. Today, pharmaceutical executives trying to figure out what last week's vote will mean for them as far as regulatory approval and research funding and consumer prices as well. From the help desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, PA, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein is on that one.
As far as Mike Thompson's concerned, it's time to get down to business.
Europe actually is very skilled at doing deals. That's what it does best.
Thompson is the head of the Association of the British Pharmaceutical Industry, a trade group. The deal Thompson hopes for is one where Great Britain doesn't raise the drawbridge all the way up, instead maintains some sort of relationship with the EU.
Which allows the UK to still participate in critical areas like the single market. And that's the challenge for the politicians now, is to negotiate that over the next couple of years.
Even if the industry ultimately gets what it wants, Stanford economist Nicholas Bloom says there's so much uncertainty right now, he expects drug companies to pause research and development projects.
Europe is the world's second largest market after the US, and it's clearly in crisis. You know, the government is the major customer. Governments across Europe are likely to be slamming the brakes on spending if there's another recession.
While there's a lot of hand-wringing, Gillian Woollett from the consultancy group Avalere suggests everyone chill out.
There's concerns to be heard, but as far as the scientific establishment is concerned, I don't think it's a sweeping change that demands an acute response.
Woollett predicts for the industry, Brexit will be a distraction. She says the old model still holds. If you've got good ideas, good scientists, and good companies with good products, they'll find a way to market. It's just a question of how quickly those new drugs will get into the UK. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.